Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Let's hit the skins. Skins hitting time. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Sounds like skin sitting time was about 11:55 last night.
Yeah, for somebody in the other room.
So about 11:58.
It's Jason's nightmare.
I haven't done that in, I don't know, 11 years and 58 minutes.
Decades.
That's the last time you executed the tap.
I can't even remember.
He loves this.
He goes to bed so early.
Put in the crosshairs.
Yeah, the tap days are way
she
over.
She could give him the tap.
Oh. She knows he's got no interest.
You got a better chance of winning freaking Heisman than that happened.
It's crazy.
So I got to tell you, I think the line is still 3.5. It's butt disrespectful. It makes me crazy. This is a home game.
You know what? You're talking a lot of smack. Why don't you lay some points then?
No, I mean, you're not going to take advantage of me.
Buy it down to 3 and lay it.
Jason loves being the book.
I know. I mean, listen to what he's saying.
No, listen. I think we're going to beat the Browns.
I think we
should beat the Browns. We should really demolish them.
Now, they played a close game against the Raiders, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 20-16.
Yeah. I'll take just the dub.
But they don't score points.
They got waxed by the Cowboys in week 1.
Yeah.
We should give them the beatdown. I think the 3.5 is a disappointment. I do have to say, just as a side note, every time Cakes does that read and he mentions Northwest Stadium,
yes,
I cringe. It's the worst name in the NFL for a stadium. I get it.
Yeah.
They got to recoup some of their investment. If they paid us a certain amount, we could be the Northwest Junkies. I hate that.
The problem with it is
I hate it.
You can't get the full name onto the stadium. It's Northwest Federal Credit Union. It's too lengthy. It's too wordy.
I don't know if it's the worst, DB. There's Empower Field at Mile High.
Yeah.
At least you got Mile High still there.
Paycor Stadium. Paycor, that name stinks.
I guess they're all awful.
Highmark Stadium.
Steelers used to have a cool stadium name. They used to be Heinz Field. That's a great name. Heinz is synonymous with Pittsburgh. It's been there for like 150, 200 years. Now I believe it's Acrisure Stadium. Acrisure Stadium.
So it's the trend.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to it. I just know for my stadium, it's brutal.
You know what Jacksonville's is?
Hold on. It's Everbank, but they have done a deal with Trevor Lawrence, so it's now known as Trevor Bank Stadium for the next month.
I see TIAA Bank Field.
For Jacksonville?
Yes.
Maybe that's new. That's news to me.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of terrible names for stadiums.
Anyway, I'm surprised, Jason, that the line hasn't moved. There should be more money on the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this should be like at least a 5 or 6 point favorite. But
has there been any line movement? It's still
no. Stop. Far as I can tell,
on FanDuel, it is currently it's 3.
It's actually going in the other direction.
Money's coming down on the Browns a little bit.
That's crazy. To me, it's crazy. If we lose, it'll be humiliating.
Is there one win against the Jags?
Who's?
The Browns.
Yes. They squeaked over them, too. It was like a 3 or 4 point win.
I'm not sure the Browns, have they scored 20 in any game? Yeah, I think they've been under 20.
I think their high is 18. That might have been the Jags game.
Now, I'm sure whether or not Chubb is back or not, they'll have some rushing high. And
I mean, he's returning to practice, but I would be shocked if he's there this weekend.
The first week off pup, they don't activate him.
Stefanski's not going to rush him back.
Yeah,
like he came off a pretty devastating injury.
Yeah,
I don't know. He might rush him back when you're 1-3.
Look, I could be wrong, but I'd be stunned if we see Nick Chubb actually playing on the field at EB's favorite stadium name.
I don't think he's going to play. Do they have a bye next week?
The Browns, I'd have to look up who's on bye in week 6.
Now, they have a good receiving core, though, right?
I mean, Amari Cooper.
On paper.
He's okay.
Well, Judy hasn't done anything.
Judy's actually been.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback that's going to get.
I thought he would.
They don't have a quarterback that gets the ball to him consistently. Right.
That's the problem. But on paper, two pretty good receivers in Amari Cooper and Judy. They've combined for 3 touchdown receptions
They miss David Njoku, a tight end. Like, that is a guy that...
I saw that he might come back this week.
He's been dealing with a high ankle sprain. Like, he's a guy who's reliable in the short to intermediate game. He's explosive. he's just missed a lot of games.
Maybe Vegas is just expecting a letdown and kind of a do theory that the Browns should be better than their record.
I don't know why.
They got two guys on the offensive line that are hurt. I'm not sure if they're out for this game, but I think they were out for the last game.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, Valdez? You're going crazy.
It's a market. It's not necessarily Vegas predicting that they're going to win by two. It's a market.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's where they think they'll get the business or whatever the business is.
That's the perception of other people, not what Vegas thinks.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that it's just not a bigger line, that there aren't more people that don't think that the Commanders are going to give them the beatdown. I guess they're just not believers yet. I'm not a believer in the defense, so maybe I'm just getting ahead of myself. But I certainly am a believer in this offense, Cakes.
Well, certainly. Who isn't? They're scoring over 30 points per game.
Well, look, they've held the Browns in the last 3 weeks have held their opponents to 13, 21, and 20. All right, so not 42.
But maybe that's what it is. Maybe they have this incredible defense, and I'm just completely.
If Washington can get into the mid 20s,
yeah, don't get greedy. Score 26-28, and you should be able to easily dispatch the Browns.
Well, they're led by Myles Garrett, right? Garrett's got four sacks on the year. Whether or not he's injured or not, he still has four sacks. They have Za'Darius Smith. They got some names on that defense that you're familiar with. Denzel Ward, one of their corners. They have some good players on that D.
Yeah, I think the defense is good, but, I mean, how many points can they score?
Apparently not a lot.
Well, against us, I'm sure they'll get their season high. I don't doubt that.
We'll see.
So maybe that's what it is. PFF came out with their grades, and Jaden ranked very high, but actually Zaccheaus Oz got a slightly higher grade. He had a 91.8 Cakes on his 18 snaps. Jaden, he graded out at an 82.7.
Seems low.
Jeremy McNichols, he had a huge day. He was the third highest rated at 78.2. Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Biotish, Brandon Coleman, Cornelius Lucas, all over 70.
Dude, the line has been good.
The line's been good, and they're working Cornelius and Coleman like a tandem and left tackle. They're like splitting the position.
Right.
And so far it's working.
Right. That's kind of a little platoon thing they got going on.
The only
reason
I could see Jaden being lower is if they're looking at that all 22 and seeing times where he's missing a guy. I did see one of your guy, Noah Brown, and he looked to run the exact same pattern that McLaurin did on the game-winning touchdown on Monday Night Football. He ran that stutter and go wide open, completely juked the corner, and Jaden opted to go elsewhere. I heard Luke McCaffrey on with Grant and Danny yesterday, and he such a nice kid. The way he answered everything. Yeah. but Grant, I believe, told him, hey, you're one of the top guys in separations. That mean you're open all the time. What's going on? And he kind of deflected and said, you know, it's team kind of, hey, it's a team game. You're not always going to be throwing the ball when you're open. So that's the only reason I could think that maybe they're
well, his passer rating was at 84.4. He actually only got a 61.5 for his run grade, which, you know, he's a quarterback. I don't know what they're looking at there. Who knows? It's just interesting. Gives it a little context. Defensively, who do you think was the number one ranked defensive player? He played 59 snaps. I think he all kind of jumped out at us.
Frankie Louvu.
Yeah. Frankie Louvu was kind of all over the field.
Armstrong, was he up there?
Dorrance Armstrong was third. Bobby Wagner had his highest rated game. He had an 87. Dorrance Armstrong had an 80. Jeremy Chinney popped for all of us. He was up there. Lowest ranked, kind of the D-line guys. Johnny Newton still coming back from his injury. Fedarian Mathis, they're at the bottom. Dante Fowler Jr., Andre Jones. So, clearly the offense ahead of the defense. It is what it is. It'll be a good test this week against the Browns.
Back to what we were talking about earlier, though, injury-wise, I was just checking from the Cleveland newspapers from Mary Kay Cabot, who's always been covering. Apparently, Njoku is practicing this week. So he could be a go.
Well, both their tackles were injured at least last week. I'm not sure if they're going to play Willis and Conklin. So we got to check on
that. That's not great news for Deshaun Watson. So hopefully, for the Commanders' sake, those guys miss again.
Now, I see that Riggo's Rag is kind of doing the bit that I was doing yesterday. I did the next five games. They did the next four games. If you look at their schedule, and it's funny, these things do change week to week, right?
Of course.
Just your sort of your emotion about a team, your general feeling.
Because, yeah, if you look at a team like the Bears right now, you might say, well, the Commanders are favorite. But what if the Bears rip off three wins in a row before the Commanders play them?
Certainly. But at this point, the way I feel right now, I feel like, and Riggo's Rag agrees, Cakes.
Okay, yes.
I feel like the Browns, winner. Ravens, let's just say loser. Mm-hmm. Panthers, winner. Bears, winner. Mm. That puts you at 6-2. And then you got the Giants. Now, it's at New York. It's always tougher.
Game was tough.
They've been battling.
They're competitive.
They've been battling.
They've been decent.
First game was terrible, but since then they won a game and they lost two close ones.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe we lose that one, but I could see a scenario where going into that Steelers game we're 7-2.
I'm not just chalking up a loss to the Giants just because it's at New York.
Yeah.
Not with Jaden at the helm.
I agree with you.
They have too much offensive upside.
Said yesterday you liked the chances of them going 7-2.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying right now.
Too. Yeah, and I kind of agree with you, but maybe we're overreacting to the last couple weeks a little bit too much.
I mean, we could be. I mean, honestly,
they were unbelievable offensively.
Other than the Ravens, Jason, the rest of the way, I'd like to do a redo. Because the rest of the way, I don't see where we'll be overwhelming underdogs any of the games the rest of the way.
Well, it kind of depends on what happens this week, right?
Yeah, let's just say we dispose of the Browns the way we should. I mean, the Eagles are kind of eh. Cowboys are kind of eh. The Titans blow.
Titans are dreadful.
The Saints are coming back to earth.
Actually, I won't say the Titans are dreadful. They just hung 31 on the road last night. So that maybe they're semi-capable.
I don't even know how they got
Falcons
the 31.
I don't even know, dude.
They ran the ball.
Well, and Nick Folk kicked five field goals.
Yeah. We may blow this whole thing and finish 4-whatever. You guys can laugh at me. But I think that schedule, it might be the...
They're only going to win one more game. I don't see that happening.
I just think the schedule looks...
That seems preposterous.
Amazing.
Well, we talked about it all offseason.
Looks amazing.
Yeah.
When you finish dead last, you get a soft schedule. We knew they were going to have a softer schedule this year. Things change, though, during the season. Some of the teams that you think aren't going to be good are good.
Well, it's actually changing the other way, because teams that we thought were going to be very good, like the Eagles and Cowboys, they're kind of eh. They're gettable. They're definitely gettable.
Yeah. The Eagles don't look right.
And they don't. But they're going to get their guys back.
Right.
They're going to play better because they're going to be healthy.
Right. They're going to see the Eagles.
But remember the end of last season.
This is kind of a trend.
Yes. Remember the end of last season.
Yeah.
True, but they didn't have Barkley.
And there doesn't seem to be much belief in their head coach.
Well, and this doesn't seem to be much belief in their quarterback right now.
Right.
He's turned the ball over.
A lot of question marks.
But they didn't have Barkley last year.
Here's what will change it for me, where I'll just say, oh, no, it's all up for grabs now. If we lose to the Browns and they just kind of like control the clock, it just – run right up our gut, and we don't score enough, and like the lowly Browns beat us. If the lowly Browns, who I completely disrespect, beat us, changes my whole perspective.
I kind of agree. If Jerome Ford comes in and just shoves it on the Commander's defense, and
he runs for 120
rushing yards, and they control the clock, then I'll start to have more question marks.
I mean, I don't think they should get fat and happy.
I mean, Cleveland the last 3 weeks has played Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Raiders.
Right.
I mean.
And they've lost to those teams.
Well, they beat Jacksonville.
But aside from Jacksonville, a squeaker against a winless team.
So they haven't played the toughest schedule.
Right.
They have, and they still haven't scored anything that starts with a 2.
Correct.
No, they have not.
But they did finish 11-6 last season, right?
It seemed like a totally different team.
I don't care one thing about what happened last season.
We won 4 games last year.
I care about what they're doing right now.
We look like a totally different team.
I know, but maybe they turn it around in that last year, people were jocking Stefanski,
having
that team at 11.
Last year, they had Joe Flacco that rode to the rescue for them.
My point is they had a lot of turmoil, and they still found a way to get to 11-6 last year.
Well, defense was their strength.
Yeah.
And it's probably their strength this year.
And most of those guys are still there. It's not like they completely turned over the team.
If we stun the world and beat the Ravens, then it's going to be full blown.
Oh, then it's
hysteria.
Like, literally, I'll have to start talking about like January and February football.
Start booking like Super Bowl trips.
I'm picking the Ravens. I don't see a scenario where I don't pick the Ravens.
Right.
But if we stun the world and win that one,
yeah,
even though it's a meaningless regular season game,
like I don't see
that'll be crazy.
I don't see Jerome Ford coming in and having his way with this defense. Maybe it happens, but I do see Derrick Henry,
and I agree.
Jackson kind of having their way against this defense.
I don't see an answer for him.
It's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. That's called
the combo between Lamar and Derrick Henry. I don't see an answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long one. It's gonna be a long night for the Commanders.
But you know, maybe he'll trip over himself and break his chin or something. Like I don't know.
I doubt that's gonna happen. But sure, you can wish for that.
It's a battle of the beltways.
Yeah, that's right.
They usually do in the preseason. I saw Dominique Foxworth on ESPN, and you know how Baltimore had that amazing preseason winning streak.
Yeah,
Valdez, what was the number? It's like 20 straight wins in the preseason or something like that.
Around there.
Well, he said that the Ravens players actually care. Did you see this clip? About winning in the preseason, particularly against Washington.
I saw it against Washington.
Do you know why?
It was bragging rights at the clubs, at the local clubs.
The clubs to get the women.
Oh, really?
To get the ladies, he says, because they'd be in the clubs together, and they needed to have bragging rights that we beat them.
That was they had to one-up the other guys in the club.
Yeah. So that was a particularly meaningful preseason game to the Ravens, at least. They talked about it.
No, I didn't know that. Interesting. By the way, I tried to find a compilation of all the power rankings. I need someone to do it for me because I can't just click on every one and write it down. That's just way too much effort.
The show behind us, it's ESPN2 Nubs, whatever morning show.
Yeah.
They just unveiled their power rankings. Yeah. Commanders were number 5.
Oh, my told you. God.
What?
Where were the Ravens?
Ravens were 4.
Wow. Wow. I said I thought they'd crack some top tens. I didn't think they'd be in the rarefied air of
what
top
dummies
five.
Are on that show. Are
they, who is that?
Is that the Colts coach? Is that Jeff Saturday?
Yeah,
Saturday and
I don't know who the guy on the left is.
I don't know. I don't know if we should put much stock into it because they had the Vikings at number 2.
Chris Canty.
I mean, the Vikings are playing good. Well,
the Vikings are showing up
balling right now.
I know.
Number 2 might be a little bit.
Sam Darnold's like he's in the MVP candidacy at this point.
It shows you guys, if you put them in the right circumstances, the guys you write off.
Kevin O'Connell, he's going to be the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they lose all the games.
Unless Dan Quinn takes it from him.
Unless
he's
going to
be in the conversation if they continue
if they keep doing what they're doing. Sure.
That has to be the extreme outlier, right? Nobody else can possibly have them at number 5.
I mean, no, but I bet you they're going to have a couple of 8s, 9s.
Yep, I think so.
ESPN has them at 10.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds more right to me, especially with our defense.
Yeah, 5's probably a little too high, but they're going to have a couple top 10s.
I'm this close to guaranteeing a victory against the Browns.
Oh, you
but
are?
I don't want to do it.
Guarantees?
I mean, it will be humiliating if we lose to them.
Yahoo remind me about the toilet bet that Trav made, because there was
said,
a lot of post-show discussion.
Everyone's talking about the diarrhea they're going to have before. Trav said he will lick the toilet
stall.
If Washington scores 30.
Yes.
And wins.
And wins.
And wins. And wins.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got talked into that, but
you said you would kiss EB's toes. And
I don't want that.
He didn't want that, so... Since they're playing the Browns.
He's trying to find something equally as gross.
J.P. Finley pulled me aside yesterday in between the shows, and he was like, dude, I need to talk to you. He was like, I don't understand your show. I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make bets for money?
Right.
Why are you doing bits?
We love humiliation bets.
And he goes, is it just because I'm not a radio guy? I don't understand this. And I go, the listeners don't care about us exchanging $20.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to see your
toilet
seat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be guzzling stool softener pills like Jim Irsay.
Was he serious? Like he seriously didn't get it?
He just couldn't figure out why I would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
As you know, probably
did
a lot
you tell
of
him some of the other things that you've done for money? Like with Sven?
Yeah, no, I don't want him to disrespect me.
All right, don't forget later in the show we'll be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. We'll talk more NFL with him. And of course, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders, your victorious Washington Commanders. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m. EB mentioned this like during a break, and I heard this news yesterday. Props to former President Jimmy Carter. Turning 100 years old today.
It's a good run.
Like, how long has he been in hospice care?
Like 6 months or a year? Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't happen.
I mean, usually you hear hospice care, the next stop is like a few weeks, and then it's just over. Like,
yeah,
that's just a what a ridiculous run by Jimmy Carter.
Yeah,
he's got to give him props.
I'm not sure if he even knows where he is at this point.
He might not.
Last time I saw him, he looked pretty out of it.
But, I've seen some pictures of him.
But and to look, make it to 100 is incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
I tell you,
Good for him.
I had lunch with my mother yesterday, who's Pierre Garçon now.
Yeah, right.
You could look that up. Michael Irvin.
Yeah. I know that number.
We just can't say the number.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, your mom's approaching like defensive lineman numbers, which is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I got to tell you, she's pretty sharp, man.
Yeah.
She's sharp. She's pretty with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's slow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
When I walk with her, I can barely handle it. And, like, you know, Dina just mocks me, but I'm like grabbing her.
And you're a slow walker.
No.
You're generally a slow walker.
I just can't take the shuffle.
Okay.
It's just too slow.
Yeah.
Right. It takes us forever to get from our car to like the. We went to Bonefish, Jason.
Okay,
I thought of you yesterday.
Bang, bang, shrimp.
Odenton.
I guess, yeah. My mom calls that Crofton. I said, Mom, this is not Crofton.
Gambrel's Odenton.
Yeah.
They're all kind of the same.
The Bonefish, that used to be in Ashburn closed last year.
There was a Bonefish in Poughkeepsie closed.
Yeah. I think a lot of them did close.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the parent company, which I think they own Outback as well.
Pretty sure that's
closed
right.
Closed a bunch of locations. Well, the Bonefish and Outbacks all across the country.
We had a great lunch. Celebrated her Pierre Garçon Day.
Yeah,
but I gotta tell you,
You didn't have them come out like bring her like a piece of cake with a candle.
No,
did you? You didn't do
no,
that.
No, but I had a lunch special that had JP would have loved it.
Okay,
it was 3-course meal that has you get a built in dessert.
They have a good dessert there,
so
which
I had
is
a
like
brownie a brownie with the raspberry sauce. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was gonna tell
Probably
you.
So good.
The only thing I'll say is,
yeah,
I don't know if Bonefish changed that because I am an aficionado of that particular dessert. I believe they used to have nuts in the brownie, and I don't think they have nuts in it anymore.
No, they had nuts in it.
I don't need the nizzuts in my brownies.
I would wish they didn't have the nuts. In fact, JP's mother would always make brownies, and she'd leave a sliver with no nuts for me.
Well, that's the better sliver.
Yeah,
is
I agree.
Zero nuts.
I didn't realize she did that for you, too. She did that for my kids when they were young.
No, she
like
did
Kelsey
for me.
And Dylan, that she always did that. She also did that for you. That's hilarious.
I'm okay
with nuts, but I don't need them in the brownie. The brownie is already a perfect dessert food.
No, but
it doesn't need nuts introduced.
If you put some walnuts in there,
I like the
perfect
nuts. So what did you have for your entree? I'm sorry.
So, they have a bunch of different salmons. So yeah. I got they have a Maker's Mark salmon.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Stretched in bourbon.
That must be.
But I asked the guy.
It's actually called the Maker's Mark bourbon?
Yeah. And I asked Levi, my waiter.
Okay. Your first name basis with your waiter?
I just remember his name.
Okay. It's a distinctive name.
And he said that one's a very strong. And I don't know. He kind of scared me.
Yeah, too much.
So I just got the regular salmon. And it had with a bunch of different sauces, whatever.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was a little bit disappointed in the mashed potatoes. It was just like a little ice cream scoop of mashed potatoes.
Very small.
The portion wasn't good.
Very disappointed.
Yeah.
But otherwise, great meal.
Bonefish delivers.
Yeah. Otherwise, great meal. Little too much garlic for my taste with the spinach, but that's okay. Some people love garlic.
Load that garlic in there.
I'm not a huge garlic guy.
Fire it up.
Yeah. My wife got the salmon, and I think my mom got like, I don't know. Oh, dude, they also I got the clam chowder soup with a little crab.
What did you eat?
No, corn chowder. I'm sorry.
Okay,
it was a corn chowder soup with crab. That was part of the. It was like a three. It was a three course special.
Appy
with the
main
and dessert. Yeah.
Okay, that's solid.
I think it was $25 for that.
Yeah,
not bad. No soda, no booze. Water.
Boring water.
Boring water.
Mm. I had a thin cut crust pizza from Harris Teeter. That was my dinner.
Nice.
It was good, though.
Hold on. Do you order, like, and they make it for you?
I just bought it frozen.
Oh. We eat frozen pizzas all the time.
Yeah.
Because my youngest, she loves, I mean, she doesn't love it, but it's like, she'll eat it.
It's her go-to.
So we come home from volleyball practice.
She's a picky eater.
I mean, it only takes 18 minutes to cook it.
Picky eater?
She's picky.
Mm.
Now, she'll eat weird things that'll throw you. She'll eat salmon. She'll eat steak.
And that's weird. That's
but in other words, she won't eat a hamburger. She won't eat
ever gets burgers.
There's a million things she won't eat. She
like
won't eat
else?
A sandwich.
Give me some other
no sandwich.
She won't eat a silly roast beef sandwich.
The only sandwich she'll eat, grilled cheese.
Just like her dad.
Just like your pops.
Bad taste in sandwiches.
But like, you try to give her a deli sandwich?
Oh, pastrami on rye?
No, she thinks it smells like butt. Like, she is out.
She's out on
cold
that.
Deli sandwiches.
Salsa sandwich.
Out. She's a French fry girl.
Cheesesteak?
Out.
Nope.
Wow.
She's a Raising right, Cane's girl.
Wings.
By the way, there's two of them now.
Wings.
There's one in Bowie and one in like Croft.
They're going to open one in expanding. College Park, too.
They're blowing up.
The artist formerly known as Ratsy's, when you guys, you old codgers were at College Park,
great
which
pizza.
Became Nando's Peri Peri. Pour some out for Nando's Peri Peri.
I never really liked
it's turning into a Raising Cane's.
That's better.
Right there on the corner.
The Raising
Cane's. They wanted to go more fried.
Yeah, they said we're amping up the fried. Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's, I will say, I think greater than Chick-fil-A.
My son has told me, I've never had it. He said,
chunky.
The chicken is nubs, but it's all about the sauce.
The
he
sauce
says, Raising
is great.
Cane's, all about the sauce.
Hold on, what's he saying?
Well, the chicken's
up. It's false. Which son is saying
my youngest
this?
Son.
He might be a dog.
Why?
I think he's kind of an aficionado.
It's chunky. It's huge chunks.
He said it's not that silly.
You got to try it. You need to be the judge.
I can do that. I
it's
can try
big
some Raising Cane's.
It's chunkier.
Okay.
The sauce is delicious.
Yep. Texas
and
toast.
And the fries, very salty. I mean, it's pretty much a home run. Are you a Cane's guy over there?
Yeah. So actually what you got to do is you got to take the coleslaw and substitute that for another piece of Texas toast.
Okay.
No one knows that, but
well,
that's
nobody's
the big brand.
Nobody wants coleslaw.
Exactly. But then
coleslaw
is kind of silly.
Barbecue,
like
yes.
Like kind of like a vinegary.
Coleslaw with chicken and a bunch of silly sauces. I want some fries instead.
Yeah, I never get the sandwich there, though. I mean, the Chick-fil-A sandwich dominates the Cane's sandwich, but the chicken tenders are, like, you know, separated.
They're thicker.
Yeah.
It's juicy.
Damn good.
Have you had it?
Cakes is right. Their chicken is kind of nubs.
Jeez. I mean, I haven't tried
it. No, it's not.
I'm just going with reports.
I'm telling it is.
It's not. It's better than Chick-fil-A's.
I've been to the one in Sterling. I went there the week it opened. I've had it a couple times.
Here's how I know they're kind of nubs.
All right.
If you're getting hyped up for your sauce instead of the chicken.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of nubs.
The sauce is great. The toast is
great. I think
great.
All yeah. chicken
yeah, but
is
he
plain.
Loves the chicken, is what he's saying.
But the chicken is juicy and thick. You don't think it's juicy and thick?
I think it's actually a little bit small. I know it wasn't that thick.
Oh, I don't know.
Pump those birds full of steroids and hormones.
Yeah. Right.
I would love to do a poll if people want to chime in.
Filet or Cane's?
Whose chicken is chunkier? Chunkier and juicier? I'm telling you, it's Raising Cane's. I'm telling you, it's chunkier and juicier.
Maybe
now, my wife is like you. She likes the Chick-fil-A sauce better than the Cane sauce. I actually like the Raising Cane's.
What's the Cane sauce?
No, I've never had Raising Cane's. Cane sauce is great. That's what that's their specialty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the sauce? Is it like a barbecue?
It's almost like a yum-yum sauce or something. It's almost like that. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of. It's not dissimilar from
the Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's not that dissimilar.
Okay.
800-636-1067.
Is
it a
boom
or a Cane's? Cane's versus Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, in terms of.
I've never been to Raising Cane's.
Just chunky and juicy. That's all I can describe it. It's just a big chunk of chicken.
I actually prefer. When they had the chicken sandwich wars,
yeah, sure.
I actually prefer the Popeye's chicken sandwich over Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich.
Me too. Me
Why?
Too. Not even close.
Why is it bigger?
Bigger
pickle.
Tastes better.
The mayo.
It's crispier.
It's bigger.
It's definitely crispier.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
It's bigger. It's a huge piece of chicken. I mean, when I'm on the road every weekend,
mm-hmm.
I'm liable to get a chicken sandwich. On one of the 3 days that I'm driving
it
around
can happen.
The East Coast.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, kind of overrated.
I'm with you.
I concur.
I don't go a ton, but when I go, it's usually pretty good. It's usually signed.
I've never had a problem one time with Chick-fil-A.
I'm not saying
it's, no one's saying it's bad.
Yeah, but it's
just.
But these people that are dying for it all the time.
Yeah.
And
then
are
throwing
average.
They're throwing tantrums because it's Sunday, it's not open, and they want their Chick-fil-A, they want their nuggies.
Yeah.
Kind of nubs.
It's mid.
By the way,
Mid.
Brought
I had it last night because it's right by. Isabella has swim 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
I know where you're going.
Awkward time. We were there in Rockville, and it's on the ride home.
I've been there
Chick-fil-A.
A million times.
Yeah. So we stopped.
A million times after diving.
Right, West Montgomery.
And maybe I'm a big fatty, but it's not that filling. Chick-fil-A is not that filling compared to like other chicken
now,
sandwiches.
I do like their waffle fries. I like their waffle fries, especially if they have salt. I need salt.
Oh, you need to salt them up.
Of course they got salt.
Sometimes the salt is inconsistent.
I'm with you.
No, you dip them into the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes,
but there's not one around in Rockville, is there?
I think there's one coming. There's two now. Is no one calling? No one understands? Are we on a two-hour delay? No one likes
couple donks
Raising
called.
Canes? Is it only kids?
I don't think it's that prevalent.
It's blowing up.
It is.
Okay. It's popping up everywhere.
But like you said, for those of us that, for example, live in Gaithersburg, Rockville, that area, there's none around
us. It's a big like southern thing, but now it's migrating north.
Yeah.
I've seen one in Fredericksburg when I visit my sister-in-law.
Definitely south.
Yeah. Where's Zaxby's?
Zaxby's big down south.
All right.
So it's just not really around us, E.B.
All right. They're starting to call in now.
All right.
Let's go to break, and then we'll come back and bang out the calls. Okay?
We can do that.
We're redoing the chicken wars?
Yes. I got to get hear opinions on this.
All right. We can do that when we come back. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Well, looky there. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are loading up at 800-636-1067 on a very scientific poll. Is Raising Cane's dubs?
Oh, I thought we were comparing Cane's to Chick-fil-A.
I think that Cane's chicken is chunkier and juicier.
I've never had it, so.
I don't even think it's close. Kind of stunned.
I've never had it either. Maybe I need to try it. I need to try it to verify your claim.
All right. Let's go to D Woods.
D Woods has moved from D.C. to Atlanta, where Raising Cane's much more prevalent than it is here at this point.
All right, D, what do you say?
Hold on, Cakes. Don't try to skew the audience. Don't do that.
I'm just painting a picture. That's all I'm doing.
Can I tell you, I understand now why you guys argue with Drab all the time. He asked me the same question 100 times, like my answer was going to change, by the way. He just kept asking me the same question over and over.
What was he asking?
He's hammering you.
He couldn't believe. By the way, Cakes, do you get hungry on Sundays? Do you ever get hungry on Sundays?
It's happened, yes. That has happened.
Do you know when you can't go on Sundays? Chick-fil-A.
That is
you
true.
Hey, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that.
By the way, no. Bickle, you're 100% right. I've never even had the sauce at Raising Cane's because it's so good. I get the chicken and I devour it before I'm out of the drive-thru.
Right.
It's that good.
Isn't it chunkier and juicier?
It's way bigger. I don't know what... I don't know what Cake's son is talking about. Isn't this son like a doctor or something?
No, it's the other one. This is my other one.
This is a different one.
This one might be a janitor.
he knows his way around some fast food. He's good. Right. I trust his judgment.
Go ahead.
You got to go to Raising Cane's. It's a 10 out of 10.
Thank you. I consider him an expert.
We have a bunch of calls, but just so you know, there's also now our Scotty's Vodka Poll of the Day.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer, Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A? You can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
By the way, how do I drop? The drop thing's not even working. There you go. All right, let's go to Tim in D.C. Tim, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
What's happening, fellas? I don't even think it's close. Cane's is trash. It's like, if you like chicken with no seasonings, then go with Cane's.
Which one's chunkier?
This guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
And which one's juicier?
I think Chick-fil-A is way better. I don't even think it's close. Like I said, if you want something, if you just want to taste the meat with no seasonings, go to Cane's. If you want some seasoning, some salt, some pepper.
I like flavor. Yeah, you ever heard of flavor?
Yeah, the natural flavor. You don't need that.
So it's 1-1.
Yeah.
1-1.
No, I mean, he is right. There is more seasoning, I think, on Chick-fil-A.
That's usually what people like on fried chicken.
Also, right.
People
also any like, sort of chicken.
People also just like chunky, juicy pieces of chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The unbelievable natural flavor,
yeah, the
of,
flavor
chicken.
Of chicken.
You're doing exactly what D. Woods accused Drab of doing. You don't get the answer you like, and then you argue with the answer.
Yeah. I'm not arguing.
With the guy.
I'm not arguing with anybody. I agree. There's more seasoning on Chick-fil-A.
Well, you know what you need to do is, when you go to Raising Cane's, bring your own seasoning.
If it's big, juicy chunks. The sauce. That's why they have the great sauce.
If it's big, juicy chunks, bring your own salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Or Cajun.
Let's go to Rod.
Chick-fil-A up early in this poll.
Chick-fil-A killing Canes.
Chick-fil-A just—I don't know—it's the most overrated place in history.
You're high and insane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I've been to both those Raising Canes. I live in Bowie. The one in Bowie just opened. Mm-hmm. The one in Crofton. Mm-hmm. Raising Canes is terrible. it's horrible.
I'm sure.
But I think the comparison is not the right comparison because Chick-fil-A, like the sandwich, it's a sandwich. What you get at Raising Canes is like a chicken finger. So I think a better comparison would compare it to like Royal Farms. And Royal Farms crushes Raising Canes.
They do have world famous chicken at Royal Farms.
I like Royal Farms, but I get thighs. Yeah. You know, it's different. It's a little bit different. I do like Royal
Farms.
Hold
on. So you go to Raising Cane's, you order a chicken sandwich. They try to dupe you by sticking a chicken finger on the bun.
I never ordered a sandwich.
That is very un-American.
What do you order? Just the nuggets or what do you order?
It's just their traditional order. I think it's just like three or four long strips.
You should be prosecuted if they're doing that.
Absolutely.
They got a nubs menu. They got like three things on their menu.
Yeah, it's not much.
What's the closest one to us, Drabby?
I think
there's definitely one.
Sterling?
Right by Dulles Mall.
Aren't they opening one in Georgetown soon, too? Or it might
they're
be open already?
They're opening up everywhere. Let's go to Justin.
Maybe they're going to be closing everywhere after because they suck.
The Chick-fil-A's are shuttering.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm sure they're worried.
I'm not saying that. Justin, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up,
Justin? Hey, buddy.
Hey, I live in Richmond. They're building a bunch of new ones down here in Richmond. It's not even close, like EB said. I mean, it's thick, juicy. I mean, Cane's Chicken's way better than pretty much anything else. But you're right, the menu's pretty nubs. There's nothing on the menu.
It's very limited.
It's a very limited menu.
So the chicken's better. All right, so it's 2-2.
Yeah, but sometimes limited is better because you specialize.
That's okay. Yeah, it sounds like
Five Guys doesn't have a big menu.
No.
Right? And we know we used to be affiliated to some extent, to Boston Market. Mm-hmm. I think Boston...
Chicken Out.
Yeah. Sorry, similar to Boston Market. Yeah. But Chicken Out, I think their downfall was when they started expanding the menu, and all of a sudden...
Chains are dead. Good funny at Boston Market, too.
It sounds like you need to combine Cane's thick and juicy chicken with the seasoning of Chick-fil-A. If you did that, you would have the perfect chicken.
Yep.
You know what? We need to start Junkie's Chicken. Combine the two.
Let's do it.
And we take over.
We can make millions.
I don't trust Drab with his hanging up on callers, by the way. I don't trust you.
Is he stacking the deck? Stacking the deck,
I don't
Drab?
Trust
Let's
you.
Go.
I don't care.
Just so you know, I don't trust you.
As long as you have a good connection.
I will say the early voting at Jux Radio, and that's only been up for 4 minutes.
72% filet.
Let me do a quick update. 138 votes, 77% Chick-fil-A.
Eric, go to 2 or 5, unscreened.
That's a beatdown.
Chicken.
That is.
You want me to?
Yeah, well, if you think I'm cheating.
Chicken.
I don't trust you. Let's go. Hey, what's up?
Chicken.
Who do you like better? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you like better?
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A, but big pause on all this discussion, man. Y'all are getting wild on this thick and juicy stuff, man. Big pause. Whoa. But the wrong discussion, the king of sandwiches, KFC, for real.
KFC.
KFC's all right. I love KFC. I just get original recipe.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I was there 3 days ago.
Yeah. I go to all these places
all the time.
You're obsessed with chicken thighs.
There's one right, like, it's almost, it's like.
What's your cholesterol?
Yeah, you love thighs so much.
It's high. I don't worry about cholesterol. What? One? We go to Big John?
Well, an expert. Guy's eating a lot of fried chicken in his life, I bet.
He's eating everything.
I stand by.
Speaking of high cholesterol.
I actually stand by Popeye's greater than KFC in the chicken sandwich, which is also greater than Chick-fil-A.
I think the Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best chicken sandwich on the market for me. I love the pickle, mayo, and chicken
Chick-fil-A's got a pickle.
It's not as good. It's not as
drier.
It's not as chunky.
Drier.
It's just a bigger, chunkier piece of chicken. I don't have to tell you.
Huh. All right.
Big John, you haven't had it. Have you had it? You had one in here on studio one time. Like
somebody
cold.
Needs
Hold
to
on,
bring us
on.
Some
Which
raisin
one are you talking
canes.
About? I haven't. You had if I
one
had
in
it, it's
studio
been,
when the whole, you know, Führer
it's
was
been
over.
Years. Yeah. And then KFC, can't remember. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had a chicken sandwich,
I always get a filet.
Yeah.
What's up, Hurricane?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Yeah, I've had it all. I even had Zaxby's, which is too salty. You'll die of salt poisoning. But Chick-fil-A is the best. The sauce is the best. The spicy chicken deluxe sandwich is the best chicken sandwich. The frozen lemonade is outstanding. And the secret winner at Chick-fil-A's is the grilled nuggets. They are fantastic.
EB used to go
I'm so
those.
Sure you're getting those, John. <Just order. laughs> Yeah. You're not fooling anybody. Yeah. You dipping those in bacon grease?
John, what is your review of Cane's?
My review of Cane's is they're good. They're as good as Popeye's, but they're not as good as Chick-fil-A.
All right. But, opinion.
He's a Chick-fil-A guy.
Yeah. He's a Chick-fil-A guy. You're in the cult.
EB, often genius is misunderstood.
Plug. Yeah.
One little plug, my new Instagram page.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow.
Devastating for him.
I'm sure you could Google it. I'm sure you could find it. Big John. Guy looks like he ate a piano.
You can go vote on the poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You can do that at Junks Radio. When we come back, we'll talk NFL with Sean Syed from Sumer Sports next.